Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
All right, my next guest here is the director of the John Brennan Fan Club, or something like that, the defender of the Intel community, I don't know. Professor Alan Sachs, political science at the University of Texas Arlington, longest contributor to the program. Welcome back, Professor.
My security clearance has just been taken away as well.
Well, that's not American.
That takes away because it's taken away my free speech.
Yeah, your free speech. So let me get this straight. John Brennan gets his security clearance revoked, and it took away his free speech, except he was able to tweet incessantly about it, write an op-ed for the New York Times and complain loudly about it, and been all over television. Where was his free speech impacted at all? In fact, I would suggest he's been running his mouth even more, if that's possible.
You are exactly right. People have gotten this confused, and I'm wondering why the media doesn't understand this. NASA security clearances are one thing. Free speech is another. He can say whatever he wants to say. It's just that he doesn't have security clearance, the same as most people. They can say whatever they want to say. They do not have security clearance. In fact, I'll bet you a lot of people were very surprised to hear or to understand that when you leave your government job, that you can take your security clearance with you. I used to think you gave it up at the desk when you leave the room. And you leave the room, here's my security clearance, I'm gone. I'm out the door.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Take it with them. And I think that's a bad rule for government.
I agree with you, and that's why I don't understand why all of this circling the wagons. Of course, the circling the wagons come from other former Intel community people who also have clearances.
Your security clearance.
Right, so they don't want to lose that. But here, you make a valid point. Now, listen, if John Brennan or James Clapper, whoever it might be that worked in the Intel community, if somebody wanted to come back and say, hey, I need some help here, well, clearly they have the ability to get clearances,
put in place.
Or reinstated or whatever else. If the Secretary, if Mike Pompeo wants to call and say, hey, what do you know about Libya? What do you know about North Korea? Come on in here. Let's talk about something. You want to share some things with you. Here's your clearance. And boom, you're out. But you don't get it. It's not a lifetime permission slip to go snoop around, is it?
In fact, you wonder how some of these individuals even got security clearance in the first place.
Agreed.
John Brennan's background, from what I hear on the media or from some parts of the media, he voted for a communist.
He did that.
In fact, some people have even said that if you look at President Obama's background, how in the world would he have gotten security clearance for any regular government job except for the presidency?
He wouldn't.
I have people come to my office occasionally, once or twice every 5-6 years, to ask about a former student. What is his background? What was he like in class? I've said, generally, I don't know. I know the student from the classroom. I don't know who he ran around with as a child. Or outside of the classroom, but when you brought up
the reason they do that, you're talking about somebody
Obama
doing it. Hold on, Professor.
Individuals, how did they get?
Now, I understand that, but when you talk about somebody coming to you and asking about a former student, that's because they're doing a background check
exactly.
for a security clearance,
exactly.
which I've had happen with
and
former employees.
A normal government job.
Correct. I've been through that with former employees, and they come in and they're very serious. They don't. I mean, I give them some of my best jokes. They don't crack a smile. I don't understand that. You know, some of my best material, too.
I know it. And they're right to find somebody's background. And now I hear that millions of people have security clearances. That scares me to death.
But at different levels. The question about Clapper and Brennan and these clowns is, were they still cleared at the highest levels? Because if they were, and you look at the number of leaks to the New York Times or the Washington Post, to CNN and wherever else, you have to start to wonder. Now, wait a second. If you've got all of these people and people you've never heard of, not Clapper, but people you've never heard of that have some sort of security clearance that are leaking to the press, well, that's obviously a problem.
If anything, you begin to understand how President Trump has done a lot. I don't like his words sometimes. I think he has to be more careful with what he does with Twittering. A little bit too impulsive, to put it mildly. But boy, has he uncovered a lot of stuff that people just did not understand. I didn't understand any of this about security clearances. Now all these kind of things I need to be up for debate. And he's done a lot of that. The role of the media in American society. The media has no greater standing than anybody else in regard to free speech. But last week, 400 newspapers got together and printed the you know, editorials, you know, all together now, let's write, you know, and they did. All these independent newspapers, all of a sudden they're going to make almost the same editorial. We're all together. We are the defenders of free speech in this country, not any more than you or I or any other individual.
Yeah. And it's kind of cute how they fancy themselves as somehow they're the defenders of this and that, but only if they're in charge and only if we do things their way and only if they have the power to decide. That's the problem I have.
The reason why they're so sensitive about this is that nobody's challenged them in this way. We've had other American presidents going all the way back to the early days of this country who have gotten mad at the press, and that's their right to do it too. But this president has really come after them, and the media says, you can't do that to us. Well, the president has free speech too, and
yeah,
so
know,
do we. The First Amendment guarantees freedom of the press. It also guarantees freedom to all of us as well.
That's right, and the president is a citizen as well. So, and you look back in time, heck, Thomas Jefferson owned his own newspaper so he could, you know, dictate what was said about his policies and politics. And you go back to the yellow journalism of 1885, 1890, 1895, that stretch of time in American history. Yeah, people would have you believe this has never happened before. It's all unprecedented. Nonsense. It's all unprecedented. It's just unprecedented in your lifetime. I'll give you the last word.
Have you ever heard of William Randolph Hearst or Joseph Bullitt?
Exactly. Yeah, I'll give you the last word, Professor.
Anyway, we're in a very tumultuous time. There's no news about that, and I think there's more tumult to come. So if people like exciting news, hold on to our seats.
That's right. Hang on to your seat. Professor Alan Sachs, been contributing here for a very long time. Greatly appreciated as always, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, if you want to get healthy, it's time for MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I've heard from a couple of listeners now, Don and Mike and some others, that have had great success. Don, I hear, lost 45 pounds so far. Mike's also way down, and he's feeling great, and they're feeling great about themselves. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I did the program. It worked for me. Fabulous outcome. It can work for you, too. It's custom. It's different. It's MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll be right back.